Blog Talk Radio.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le asav,
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim
Yishpot. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 Inherit all nations.
Come to defend the rights of the poor.
Thank you. From the Sefer Bereishis here at the Beit sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, RSS number 2, Rastafari sabbatical study number 2. Here, picking up with Shalom Chaberim, Shalom, Hebrew first words here for the second Rastafari sabbatical study, and hear, Shema'a Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, here picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, from the Sefer Bereishis, here at the Beit, sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, RSS number 2, Rastafari sabbatical study number 2. Here, picking up with Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. The purpose of Yahweh Jehovah in grace. Here, Hebrew first words. Eile toldot Noach, Isha Sadik Tamim Haya B Dorotayo Et Haelohima Hita Halek Noach. These are the generations of Noach. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with Ha Elohim, with the true good, the true God. Eile toldot Noach. Noach isha tzadik tamim. Haya b'dortayo. Eta ha-Elohim hitahalek Noach. 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 Noach.
Remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark, and God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged, and the fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained, and the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of 150 days the waters were abated, and the ark rested in the 7th month on the 17th day of the month on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the 1st day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of the foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand, and took her, and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him anymore. And it came to pass, in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, was the earth dry. And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his son, and his wife, and his son's wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kinds, went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. The Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night, shall not cease, 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 shall not cease.
I'm going to testify.
Today's daily psalm, we have
psalm. Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved.
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 Way over, all of Mount Zion, Jah Tabernacle, Jah Tabernacle.
Tender me the roll of wings that's like yours. It's only them and those who
walk it in the road of righteousness, and seek at the truth within their hearts, shall enter in the whole of tabernacle of Joshua. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Yeah. Tell me who just shall abide in thy tabernacle. Oh, tell it to me. Tell me who just shall abide. It's only them that willing to do the work of Jah shall go to Mount Zion and live. Only them that know the name of His Majesty and accept it to all shall live. It's only them who care for the people and love the people and love the world. It's only them shall enter in the tabernacle full of Mount Zion. That's why I ask in John for the things that we need, the things that we need, the things that we need in life, the things that we need in life to make our mind feel comfortable. Tell me who just shall abide in thy tabernacle. Only them who love Him. Tell me who just shall abide in thy tabernacle. Tell it to me. I have some. For the whole wide world to listen to now. Oh, yeah, and me, I'm willing for your hand. I want you as joy. I need a little thing. Food, clothes, and shelter, and health and strength. Love and liberty, and love and liberty. All love all the land. For the people.
Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. In whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved.
Mazmur Asrarat, Bekenef Atranis. Yedawi Mazmur. Avitu Vedunquan Hustman Yadran. በተቀደሰው ተራራ ማን ይኖራል? በቅንነት የሚሄድ ጽድቅንም የሚያደርግ በልቡም እውነትን የሚናገር ባንደበቱ የማይሸነግል በባልንጀራውም ላይ ክፋትን የማያደርግ ዘመዶቹንም የማይሰድብ ኃጢአተኛ በፊቱ የተናቀ እግዚአብሔርንም የሚፈሩትን የሚያከብር ለባልንጀራው የሚምል የማይከዳ ገንዘቡን ባራጣ የማያበድር በንጹሁ ላይ መማለጃን የማይቀበል እንዲህ የሚያደርግ ለዘላለም አይታወቅ።
Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. In whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved,
shall never be moved, shall never be moved,
shall never be moved,
shall never be moved,
shall never be moved,
shall never be moved,
shall never be moved,
shall never be moved,
shall never be moved,
shall never be
study this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong.
My advice to all,
my advice to all,
my advice to all,
my advice to all,
is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shem Ha'av v'Habein Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this. For this force,
for this
force. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear, hear for the Shalishi Aliyah, hear for the third reading, the third up offering, hear,
offering, hear,
offering, hear,
offering,
hear, Nochat,
Nochat,
Nochat. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear, hear for the Shalishi Aliyah, hear for the third reading, the third up offering, hear for this Shabbat Noch, Shabbat Noach. Here for this Sabbath Noah. Here, 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 picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Here picking up with Genesis chapter 7, here at verse 17, for the Shalishi Aliyah. Wayehi hamabul arba'im yom al ha'aretz. Wayerbu ha'mayim. Wayisu et ha'teva. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth. Wayehi ha-mabul arba'im yom al ha-aretz. And the waters increased. Wayerbu ha-mayim. And bear up the ark. And it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed. and were increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark, HaTeva, went upon the face of the waters, and the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. And all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beasts and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died, and every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in HaTeva, in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 8. And Elohim remembered Noah. Vayizkor Elohim et Noah, and every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him in HaTeva, in the ark. And Elohim made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. And the waters assuaged. The mountains, the fountains also of the deep, and the windows of Shemaim were stopped, and the rain from Shemaim was restrained. And the waters, Hamaim, returned from off Haaretz, the earth, continually, and after the end of the 150 days, the waters, Hamaim, were abated, and HaTeva, the ark, rested in the seventh moon, the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, the moon, upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters, Hamaim, decreased continually until the 10th month, the 10th moon. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the moon, were the tops of the mountain seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of HaTeva, of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters Hamaim were dried up from off Haaretz, from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned to him into HaTeva, into the ark. For the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in to him, into HaTeva, into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of HaTeva, out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth, and he stayed yet other 7 days, and sent forth the dove, which returned not again to him any more. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first moon month, the first day of the month, the moon, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of HaTeva, of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, was the earth dry.
We've done it.
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from here. Far away.
Chapter 8. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. And the fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped. And the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the 7th month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the 1st day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand, and took her, and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet other 7 days and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him any more. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, was the earth dried. And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kind, went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night, shall not cease.
Brittany!
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Far away from here. Far away from here.
That's right!
Rewind and come back, selector.
Away from
Wow. Midrash. Study here on today's daily. Midrash. Study here on today's daily psalm. According to the royal order, here after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, after the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 15. Mizmor Tate. Wow. Tetvav. Tate. Wow. Mizmor Letawi. Yahuwah. Mi Yagur. Bi. Aholeka, Mia, Yishkon, Vihara Kadeshka, a psalm of David, Dawid. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Mizmor Lidawi, psalm, chant, intonation, Isis, Mizmor Lidawi, psalm of David, Yahuwah, Mia Gor, Bi Aholeka, who shall abide? Yahuwah, Shahuvah. Who shall abide? Mi Yagur Bi Aholeka. Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Hear, hear, hear. First verse, today's daily psalm. Mizmor Tetvav, Tetvav, Psalm 15, Psalm XV. Consider these words in the light and the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Yishayahu, from Esaias, Isaiah 31 and 9, it reads, and its provision, Saleo, Saleo, shall fail in its abode, and its princes shall be dismayed at the inside. The Salo Mia Magora Yaevora We Khatu Minesa Sarayo, or and his rock shall pass away by reason of terror, and his princes shall be dismayed at the inside. Consider the opening words of today's daily psalm. Mizmor le David, Yahuwah, Mia Yagur, De Aholeka. Consider these words in the light of the verse here from Yishayahu, from Isaiah. We Saloa, Mia Magora Yaebora, We Chatua Mine Sasarayo. And its provision, Salo, Salo, shall fail in its abode, and its princes shall be dismayed at the inside. This verse here from Yishayahu, from Esaias, Isaiah, Isaiah 31 and 9, this verse speaks of Rome, of Rome, that wicked, that ratchet kingdom. Saleo, Saleo, refers to its tax revenues. And the words shall fail in its abode, shall fail in its abode, with Saleo, Mia Magora, Yaevora, mean that its revenues shall dwindle in its treasuries. Or Sal'o may mean its limbs, that shall fail in its abode, its limbs, that shall fail. With Sal'o, Mia Magora Ya'evora. That is, the outlying provinces of the wicked of the ratchet kingdom shall fall away from it,
Here, Midrash notes on today's daily psalm, Mizmor 8 Vav, 8 Wow. Here. The word Sal'o is now rendered as though it were spelled Sal'o, his rib or his sign, hence its limbs, his limbs. So Sal'o, being read as Sal'o, means his rib, his thigh. Hence, here, its limbs. So when the verse is read, with Sal'o, mi yamagora ya'ivor, and its limbs shall fail in its abode, that is, the outlying provinces of the wicked of the ratchet kingdom, Rome, shall fall away from it. The translation, this comment, some say is conjectural. Professor Morton Smith of Columbia University suggested that Sal'o be taken in the literal sense of its rock, its strength, as we have here in the Yehudi version, with Sal'o ami magor ya'evor, and his rock shall pass away by reason of terror. And here, the King James Version reads, and he shall pass over to his stronghold for fear, and his princes shall be afraid of the ensign. We Sal'o ami magor ya'evor, we chatu mineis sarayo, and he shall pass over to his stronghold, his strength, his rock, for fear. We Sal'o ami magor ya'evor. So therefore, taking Sal'o, being taken in the literal sense of its rock or its strength. He would amend to Ibarau, its limbs, to Abirau, its mighty men. And so the paragraph would read, or Sal'o may mean its mighty men who shall fail in its abode. That is, the wicked, the ratchet kingdom's mighty men shall be missing from its military camps. Here, Midrashno, Professor Saul Lieberman would amend Ibarau to Abanau, its stones. The paragraph would then read, even the stones of the wicked, the ratchet kingdom, would fail to sustain its military camps. Wuwa's text seems correct, where it reads, Sal'o may mean its limbs that shall fail by reason of terror. Hence, confer the authorized version. Shall fail by reason of terror, referring to its destruction. That is, Rome's limbs will be paralyzed with fear at the time of the collapse of its empire. Or again, Sal'o may mean statues that shall fail in its abode. That is, the statues of the wicked, the ratchet kingdom's emperors, shall be toppled in the basilicas. Sal'o, taken to mean statues that shall fail in its abode, the statues of the ratchet kingdom's emperors, their kaisers, Caesars, shall be toppled in the basilicas. Of the words, its princes shall be dismayed at the ensign. V'chatu mineisa sarayo, its princes sarayo shall be dismayed. V'chatu at the ensign mineis. Rav Shimon Simon said, twice shall the wicked, the ratchet kingdom's princes be dismayed. When Isaiah was asked, Who says these things? He replied, do I have the knowledge of God to say such things? Thus saith the Lord, whose fire is in Zion, and his furnace in Jerusalem. Here, the second part of verse 9 of Yeshayahu, Isaiah 31 and 9. Noom Yahuwah Asher Ora Lau B'Tzion, with Anur Lau B'Yerushalayim, saith Jah, Jehovah, whose fire is in Zion, Asher Ora Lao Bitzion, and his furnace with Hanora Lao in Jerusalem, the Yerushalayim. Hence here Dawid, David said, since Jehovah's fire, Bitzion, is in Zion, and his furnace, the Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Niagora be aholeka. Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Niagora be aholeka. Be aholeka. And here, Midrash note connected with Yerushalayim. Below we have 19:13. We have the commentary to Psalm 19:13 in the Midrash, Psalm 19:13 comment, and to Psalm 52:8. One of the three entrances to Gehinnom, to Hebrew hell, was said to be at Yerushalayim, at Jerusalem. One of the three entrances to Gehinnom. The question, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Mi yagur bi aholeka. Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Here. Psalm 15, first verse, is to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Jerusalem shall be inhabited without walls. For I, saith the Lord, will be to her a wall of fire round about. That is, in the area outside the walls. And I will be the glory in the midst of her. Here. Zechariah chapter 2, verses 8 to 9. And here, Zechariah chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Vayomer elayo, ruta tabira illa hanaora. Ha laza lemora te razvota te sheba Yerushalayim amerov Adam ua veheima de tokaha. And he said to him, run, Wayomer layo, root, run, speak to this young man, root, tadir illa hanara, saying, hanara halaz, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited without walls, for the multitude of men and cattle therein. Wayomer elayo, and he said to him, Rut tadir il hanara halaz, run, speak to this young man, saying, lemor, pe razota tesheba Yerushalayim merov adama ua be heima be tokaha. Jerusalem shall be inhabited without walls for the multitude of men and the cattle therein and the cattle in her. Bitokaha. Vani ehyeh laha nuum yahua. Chomata eisha saviva ua lekavoda ehyeh. Bitokaha. For I, saith Jehovah, will be to her a wall of fire round about, and I will be the glory in the midst of her. Wa'ani, ehyeh laha, I will be to her, Nu'um Yahuwah, saith he who be who he be, Nu'um Yahuwah, the oracle of he who be who he be. Wa'ani, ehyeh laha, Nu'um Yahuwah, Chomata Esha Sabi, will be to her a wall of fire. Chomat Esh Sabi, round about. Ualikavot Ehyeh Bitokaha, and I will be the glory, the kavod, in the midst of her. Ualikavot Ehyeh Bitokaha. That is, in the area inside the walls. Therefore David said, since there is a wall of fire, here, Hebraically, the chomat esh, a wall of fire, a fire wall in the area outside, and the glory, the kavod, in the area inside, how can anyone dare to abide at Yerushalayim? At Jerusalem. Hence, here, he asks, Mi yagora bi aholeka, Who shall abide be aholeka in thy tabernacle? Another comment on who shall abide, who shall yagur in thy tabernacle? Mi yagur be aholeka. Taking the syllable gor to mean sojourn. Gor to mean sojourn. The verse is not to be read who shall abide, but who shall sojourn. Who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle? Mi yagur be aholeka. That is to say, is it possible for anyone even to sojourn with thee, with the eye? Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi said, if Nadab and Abihu and Abihu, Nadab where Abihu were burnt because they merely set foot in the sacred tabernacle, is it possible for anyone to sojourn be aholeka in thy tabernacle? And here, the Midrash note, Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 to 5. Vayayikhu abnei Aharon nadava vavihu, nadava vavihu vayisha machetato vayayitnu vahena esha. Vayaya simihu aleha kitareta. Vayaya karivu lifnei Yahuwah esha zara esha loa siwaha otam. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took each of them his censer and put fire therein and laid incense aishin thereon and offered strange fire before Jehovah that he had not commanded them. Vate say, milifnei Yahuwah, vatokala otama. Vayamutu alifnei Yahuwah, and there came forth fire. Watis eisha milifnei Yahuwah. They came forth fire from before Jehovah and devoured them. Watokala otam, and ate them up, and they died before Jehovah. Vayamutu alifnei Yahuwah. Rav Shimuel Samuel said, Is it written of Uzzah? Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark in First Chronicles chapter 13, verse 9. Vayavu ada gorena kidona. Vayishlacha Uzzah etayadoa le echoza etaharon kia shamtua habakar. And when they came to the threshing floor of Kidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. Vayishlacha Uzzah et yadoa le'echoz et ha'aron. And what happened to him? Hear. Next verse, 1 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 9. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah. And there he died. Vayicharafi Yehovah be'Uzzah, vayakehu ala shara shalacha yado ala ha'aron, vayamata sham lifnei Elohim. And the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Uzzah, and he smote him, because he put his hand to the ark. And there he died before God. And there he died before Elohim. Vayichara afa yahuwah be'uzzah. Vayakehu al asher shalach yado al haron. Vayamata sham lifnei Elohim. Can anyone then sojourn in thy tabernacle? Can anyone then sojourn be aholeka? A parable of a rustic who came to the city. He saw many kinds of pastries and all sorts of delicacies being sold there, and asked, can a man get his fill of these things? His companion replied, yes, if he has coins, many coins, enough coins, so too. David asked, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Yahuwah Mi yagora be aholeka. Who shall abide in the I tabernacle? And Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, replied. He that obeys many commandments, obeys the commandments, and practices self-denial. He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness. Hear. Second verse today, Billy Psalm. Holek tamim ua for elas edek. He that walketh uprightly, holek tamim, and worketh righteousness. Ua for el edek. He that walketh uprightly, holek tamim, is Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is the Holy One. Blessed be he. Here, according to Devarim of Deuteronomy 32 and 2, the rock whose walk is upright, sleeker, here, saying 32 and 2, a typo here, should be Deuteronomy 32 and 4, where it reads, Hatzor Tamim Paolo, the rock, Hatzor Tamim. Pa'olo, his walk, his work is perfect. Hatzora tamim, pa'olo. He that worketh righteousness, u'afo el edek, is also Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One. Blessed be he, of whom it is said, even in Psalm 11, verse 7, for the Lord is righteous, he loveth righteousness. Kiyas adik Yahuwah edakota aheh, for Jehovah is righteous. Kiyas adik Yahuwah, he loveth righteousness. Edakota aheh, he that speaketh truth, he that speaketh truth. V'dover emet, v'dober emet, he that speaketh, Dover Emet, is also Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, of whom it is written even in Jeremiah 10 and 10, but the Lord God is the God of truth. Vayahuwah Elohim Emet, but the Lord God is the true God. Vayahuwah Elohim Emet. He that backbiteth not with his tongue. Here, the Gmail, the third verse. Lo ragala ala lishono. He that no slander upon his tongue. Lo ragal ala lishono. He that backbiteth not with his tongue is Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is the Holy One. Blessed be he. As Rav Yehoshua Joshua taught, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, speaks in a roundabout way, so as to avoid unseemly words, as indicated in the preceding, in a preceding psalm, in a preceding mezmor. The preceding psalm, or Psalm 12 and 4, and Psalm 1 and 3. He who doeth no evil to his neighbor, lo asa lire aihu ra'ah, nor doeth evil to his fellow. Lo asa lire aihu ra'ah is again Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is again the Holy One, blessed be he. When the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites, made the so-called golden calf, more correctly the molten calf, what does Scripture say? Here in Shemot, in Exodus 32:14, and the Lord repented of the evil which he said he would do to his people. Vayinachem Yahuwah Allah ha'ra'ah asher dibera la'esota le'am, and Jehovah repented. Vayinachem Yahuwah of the evil that he said he would do to his people. Vayinachem Yahuwah Allah ha'ra'ah asher iber la'esot li'am. The word neighbor in the verse must mean Amo Yisrael, must mean the people of Israel, as in the words even from Psalm 122, verse 8. For my brethren and neighbors' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. For my brethren and neighbors' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Lema'ana ahaya ve're'aya etabarana shalom bach. Or for my brethren and companions and neighbors and companions' sake, lema'an ahay ve're'ay, I will now say, etabarana, I will now say, peace be within thee, shalom bach. He taketh up no reproach against those near to him. Here, here, here. Today's daily psalm is more a wow, tetevav. Here, the gimel, the gamel, the verse. V'cherpa lo nasa ala karovo, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. V'cherpa lo nasa ala karovo. That is, against the Bnei Yisrael, against the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, against the Israelites who were led astray at Shittim, so that, quote, those that died by the plague were 24,000, even in Numbers, Bamidbar, 25 and 9, but of whom Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, continued to speak as, quote, children of Israel, a people near to him, even in the words of Psalm 148, verse 14. Here, a Midrash note. At Professor Saul Lieberman's suggestion, the writer and translator of the Midrash here read, Itz a terer, led astray by extension from harassed. Instead of reading, Itz a terek, required, which in this context some say is meaningless. Here it referred to Bamidbar Numbers 25, 17 to 18, where the story, the narrative to which the comment refers is told. Some say Itzarera seems to fit better in its usual sense. Quote, whom he punished at Shittim. And here to the Bamidbar, to the Numbers 25, verses 17 to 18, reference. Arora etaha Midianim ve'hikitem otam, harass the Midianites and smite them. Arora etaha Midianim ve'hikitem otam, harass the Midianites and smite them. Arora etaha Midianim, harass the Midianites. Where he keep them otam and smite them. Ki sorim hema lahema via nikalehem ashara nikolua lahema ala divara te ora the ala divara hazbia vata nesia midiana it hotama ha muka the yoma ha magefa ala divara te ora. For they harass you by their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor and in the matter of Cosby, the daughter of the prince of Midian, their sister, who was slain on the day of the plague in the matter of Peor. Thus the reference to the Bnei Yisrael who were led astray at Shittim, so that those that died of the plague were 24,000, as we have in Bamidbar, as we have in Numbers chapter 25, here, verse 9. Vayayihyu ha-metim ba-magefa arba'a ve'esarim aleis. And those that died by the plague were 24,000. But of whom Elohim can speak as Bnei Yisrael, children of Israel, a people near to him. And here, Mizmor Kof Mimchet in Psalm 148, here, Hebraically, the 14th verse. Vayarem kerem le'amo, and he lifted up a horn for his people. Tehillah lekola chasadayo, a praise for all his saints. Livnei Yisrael amak rovo, even for the children of Israel, Libnei Israel, Robo, a people near to him, Robo. In his eyes, he who rejects his word is despised. Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tetvav, Psalm 15, Psalm XV. Hear Psalm 15. Hear the Dalet verse. Nivzeh bi'aynayo nimas. In whose eyes a vile person is despised. Or, in his eyes, he who rejects his word is despised. Nivzeh bi'aynayo nimas. Those words refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, who rejected Shaul, Saul's kingship. Here, Midrash note, refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kingship. Saying through Shemuel to Shaul, saying through Samuel to Saul, according to 1 Samuel 15:23, because thou, the eye, has rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee, the eye, from being king. Ya'ana ma'asta eta devar Yahuwah, vaya yima'aska miyamelech, because thou hast rejected the word of Jehovah. Ya'ana ma'asta eta devar Yahuwah, he has also rejected thee from being king. Vaya yima'aska miyamelech. And again, in 1 Samuel 16:1, where it reads, I have rejected him from being king over Israel. Vayomer Yahuwah illa Shemuel, admatai ata mitabel illa Shaul, vaniya ne asatiyo wa miya meleka al Yisrael. And Jehovah said to Samuel, Vayomer Yahuwah illa Shemuel, how long wilt thou the eye mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Admatai ata mitavel il Shaul waniya me asatiyowa mi melek al Israel. But he honoreth them that fear the Lord, that reverence, that respect Jehovah. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Tetvav, Psalm 15, next part of the Dalet, the fourth verse, that reads, Ve'eta yirei Yahuwah yikaved, but he honors them that reverence Jehovah. Ve'eta yirei Yahuwah yikaved. This refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He. For, according to Rav Shimon, Rav Simon, the verse from Bamidbar, from Numbers 12 and 15, that reads, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. This proves that the pillar of cloud stood still for Miriam's sake. And he that sweareth to hurt and changeth not, he that sweareth to hurt and changeth not, Nishba'a liha'ra'a v'lo yamir. He that sweareth his own hurt and changeth not, Nishba'a liha'ra'a v'lo yamir. Again, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who said in the words of Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 14, verse 28 and verse 30, as I live, surely ye y'all shall not come into this land. Amor Elehem, Chayani, Num Yahuwah. Say to them, Amor Elehem, Chayani, as I live, Chayani, Chayani, Num Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. Im atem atavohu el haaretz, asher nasati, eta yadi yale shaken, etekem abaha. Surely, ye y'all shall not come into the land concerning which I lifted up my hand that I would make you dwell therein in her. And who also said in the words of 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel 3 and 13, therefore, I have sworn that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be expiated with sacrifice nor offering forever.
Vilachena nishibati Litveta Eli Ima Yitaka Pira Evona Beta Eli Bizabacha Ua Vea Minacha Ada Olam. And therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli. With Lakena Nishibaiti Nishibaiti I have sworn with Lakena Nishibaiti Litveit Eli to the house of Eli, that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be expiated with sacrifice nor offering forever. Now, if Ha'el, the true God, the true God, if Elohim, quote, having sworn to hurt, end quote, does not change his vow, surely, after swearing to benefit, he will not change his vow. Rav Abin said that the words, he that sweareth to his hurt and changeth not, nishaba'a liharaa with lo yamir, refer to a man who so depletes his purse in giving alms that he actually hurts himself. According to the Rabinat Rabim, the rabbis and scholars of Torah, the words refer to a man who swears to curb his impulse to evil, his yetzer hara'a, so as not to commit a sin, not to commit a chet, a chatiyat, a ukri, an uk. Here the word hara'a, hara, may be rendered as a verb, hara'a, to hut, to hurt, or to his own hurt, or as Haravi, as the Rebbeinah, the rabbis rendered, as a noun, meaning, quote, impulse to evil, even in the phrase, yetzer hara'a, hara, yetzer hara, inclination, impulse to evil. He that putteth not out his money to usury, hear, 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 today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Eit Wav, Eit Vav, Psalm 15, here at the Hay verse. Kaspo lo natana bi neshek. He that putteth not out his money on interest, he that putteth not out his money to usury. Kaspo lo natan bi neshek. Is Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is the Holy One, blessed be He, who did not give HaTorah, did not give the Torah, did not give the Torah for money, but gave it without price. As is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 55 and 1, where it reads, come ye, come y'all, buy and eat, yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Hoi, kolas, ame, leku alamayi, vayasher, eina laua kasef, leku shivaru, ve ekolu. Ua lekua shivrua the alawa kasefa ua the lawa mechir yayina vahalev. Hoi, everyone that thirsteth, come ye, come y'all for water. Hoi, kolas ameya lekuam lamai, and he that hath no money, washa hein lawa kasef, come ye, come y'all, buy and eat leku shivrua. We call and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk. Ua lekua shibrua bi laua kasefa, without money and without price. Ua bi laua mechir yayina wechalev. Here, 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 by his money is clearly meant HaTorah, is clearly meant the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Kaspo, kaspo, by his money is clearly meant HaTorah, of which it is said, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver money tried in the open before all men. Here the reference is to Mizmor Yod Veit, Mizmor Yod Beit Yud Beit, to Psalm 12, Hebraically, the seventh verse. Imrot Yahuwah, imarota
Pesach or Rosh, the words of Jehovah are pure words. Kesefaz Arufa Ba Elila La'aret, a silver tried in a crucible on the earth. Me Zukaka Shiva Atayib, refined seven times. Where the words of Torah are spoken of as silver money, the phrase, in the open before all men, is usually rendered in a crucible on the earth, or in a furnace of earth. He taketh no bribe against the innocent. V'shohada ala nakiya loa lakach. This refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. For when all the Goye Ha'aret, the nations, nationalities, international community of the earth, the nations of the earth, the Goye Ha'aret, gather, ready to give up all their money for one precept of Torah, for one precept of Torah, they will be unable to quench Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim's love for Yisrael. As is said even in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs of Shlomo, Song of Songs of Solomon, 8 and 7. Many waters cannot quench love. Ma'im ha'ravim ha'loa yukulua le'kavota eta ha'ahava. Many waters cannot quench love. Ma'im ha'ravim loa yukulua le'kavota eta ha'ahava. By many waters, by Ma'im Ravim, many waters, is clearly meant the Goye Ha'aretz, the nations of the earth, of whom it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah 17 verses 12 and 13, woe to the rushing of nations, of nationalities, of nations, of the Gentiles, of the international community, that make a rushing like the rushing of many waters. Ushona leumima kieshon maima kadiarima shaun, and the rushing of nations that rush like the rushing of mighty waters. Leumima kishona maima rabima yeshaun, the nations shall rush like the rushing of many waters. Leu mima kiyashon ma'im rabim yeshaud. And by love is meant the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the love between the Holy One, blessed be He, and Yisrael. Neither can the floods drown it. Ua neharota loa yisha fuha. By floods is meant the kings of the nations and nationalities of the world, of whom it is said, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 8 and 7, now therefore, behold, the Lord bringeth up the waters of the flood, even the king of Assyria. V'elachin hine Adonai ma'ille ilehem eta meyaha nahara. Rav Azariah taught in the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, in the time to come, in the Hazamana Lavo, in the time to come, the guardian angels of the Goye Ha'aretz, the nations of the earth, will come to accuse the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, and will say in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, these worship idols, and those worship idols, these committed incest, and those committed incest, these shed blood, and those shed blood, and yet these are being sent down to Gehenna, to Gehinnom, to Hebrew hell. But those are not being sent down. Does this mean that there is partiality in the eye? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reply Even here from Shir HaShirim, from Song of Songs 8 and 7, saying, if a man gives all the substance of his house for love, how could he ever be utterly contemned? Im yitein ish et kol hon beito bahava boza yabuzu alawu. How can I contend the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel? Then the nations of the world will say, we also are ready to give up our treasures that we may be forgiven. But Ha'ev, the true God Elohim, will reply, even if you now give up all your money for one precept of HaTorah, for one precept of the Torah that you once rejected, you shall not be forgiven. What more did Ha'el, the true God, what more did Elohim say to Hagoyim, to the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community? He said, according to the words of Shir HaShirim, we have a little sister, Achot Lanu Ketana. Achot Lanu Ketana. We have a little sister, by which he meant, as a child before it reaches maturity is not held responsible for its misdeeds, so the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, are not held responsible for any of the sins, the ukkaris, wherewith they have soiled themselves throughout the days of the year. The Day of Atonement, the Day of Atonement, Yom HaKippurim, cleanses them, as is said even in Vayikra in Leviticus 16 and 30. On this day shall a cleansing be appointed for you. Ki avayom hazeh yikaper et lekem lit ahir etkem mikol chatotekem lifnei Yahuwah titaharu. For on this day shall atonement be made for you, for y'all, to cleanse y'all. From all y'all sins shall y'all be clean. Lifnei Yahuwah. Tia Teharu.
Tia Teharu. Tia Teharu. Tia Teharu. Tia Teharu. Tia Teharu. Tia Teharu.
For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the...
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name...
shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice.
מזמור ט"ו, מזמור לדוד. אדוני, מי יגור באהליך? מי ישכון בהר קודשך? הולך תמים ופועל צדק, ודובר אמת בלבבו. לא רגל על לשונו, לא עשה לרעהו רעה, וחרפה לא נשא על קרובו. נבזה בעיניו נמאס, ואת יראה אדוני יכבד, נשבע להרע ולא ימיר. כספו לא נתן בנשך, ושוחד על נקי לא לקח, עושה אלה לא ימות לעולם.
Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. In whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved, 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 shall never be moved.
Mizmor tetvav, mizmor le David. Adonai, mi yagur be'aholecha, mi ishkon behar kodshecha. הולך תמים ופועל צדק, ודובר אמת בלבבו. לא רגל על לשונו, לא עשה לרעהו רעה, וחרפה לא נשא על קרובו. נבזה בעיניו נמאס, ואת יראה אדוני יכבד, נשבע להרע ולא ימיר. כספו לא נתן בנשך, ושוחד על נקי לא לקח, עושה אלה לא ימות לעולם.
Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved, 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 shall never be moved.
Shall be
Uprightly, here, here. Today's daily psalm is Morit Etvav, Etwav, Psalm 15. He that walketh uprightly, Holek, Tamim. He that walketh perfectly, he that walketh uprightly, Holek, Tamim. Is Abraham, is Abraham, to whom Ha'el, the true good, the true God, to whom Ha'el Lohim, said, walk before me. And be thou upright in Bereshit in Genesis 17 and 1. Walk, trod before I, and be thou upright, upright, upright. Vayehi Avram ben Tia Sha'im Shana ve Te Sha'a Shanim Vayera Yahuwah il Avram Vayomer Elayo Ani El Shaddai Hita Haleka Lif Fanai va vahiye tamim. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, Wayehi Avram ben Tishaim Shana We Teisha Shanim. Jehovah appeared to Avram. Wayah Yahweh El Avram and said to him, Wayomer Layo, I am God Almighty, Ani El Shaddai, walk before I, Hita Haleka Le Fanai, and be thou, be the I, Wehye, Wehye, and be the I, Wehye, wholehearted, Wehye Tamim, and be the I Tamim, and be the I upright, and be the I perfect. Wehye Tamim. He that worketh righteousness, for El Zedek, is Yitzhak, is Isaac, whose work was in righteousness, for he surrendered himself as an offering. He that speaketh truth, V'dover Amet, he that speaketh truth, V'dover Amet, is Yaakov, is Jacob, of whom it is written, Thou the I givest the truth to Yaakov, Thou the I givest the truth to Jacob, even in Micah, in Micah 7 and 20. Titen Amet Ali Yaakov, Thou wilt show faithfulness to Jacob, or Titen Amet Ali Yaakov, Thou givest the truth to Yaakov, to Jacob. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, he that backbiteth not with his tongue, Lo Ragal Ala Lishono, is Yaakov's son, Jacob's son, Benjamin, who knew of Joseph's being sold into slavery, but did not reveal it to Arioch, to his father. He that doeth no evil, no evil to his fellow, Lo Asa Li Re'ehu Ra'ah, is Joseph, who could have done evil to his brothers, but did not. The words, yet shameless doing even in a kinsman he doth not condone. Yet shameless doing in a kinsman he doth not condone. V'cherpa lo nasa alek robo. Or the verse may be translated as, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, or hear, yet shameless doing, even in a kinsman, he doth not condone. Wikharpa lo nasa alek robo. This refers to Pinchas Phinehas of the tribe of Lewi, Levi, when Zimri, Phinehas's kinsman in the tribe of Shimon of Simeon, committed that deed of his. Phinehas, Pinchas, slew him forthwith, that there be no shamelessness in Israel, in Israel. Refer to Numbers chapter 25, verses 10 to 15. In his eyes, plunder is despised. Nivzeh be'aynayo animas. In his eyes, plunder is despised. Nivzeh or nibzeh may be rendered either as plunder or vile person. Nivzeh may be rendered either as plunder or a vile person. Nivzeh be'aynayo animas. Thus here as in his eyes plunder is despised. It was Moshe Rabbeinu, Einai Rebbe, Einai Master, who despised Mitzrayim's, Egypt's plunder. As is said even in Shemot in Exodus 13 and 19, Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. Vayikach Moshe et ha'atzmota Yosefa imo. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. Vayikach Moshe et ha'atzmota Yosefa imo. For while call Israel hulu, while all Israel was busy taking booty, Moshe was busy taking up the bones of Joseph, taking up the bones of Joseph. He honoreth them that fear the Lord, that reverence, that respect Jehovah. With eta yirei Yahuwah yikaved, He honors them that Yireh Yahuwah, that respect Jehovah. This refers to Dawid, to David. For it is said, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 30 and 26, when David came to Ziklag, he sent of the spoil to the elders of Yehuda, to the elders of Judah. Another comment on, in his eyes a vile person is despised, Nibzet b'aynayo nimas. It was Ezekiel, king of Yehuda, who ordered that the bones of his vile father be dragged on a pallet of ropes. And here you hear Midrash note, his father, Hezekiah's father, Ahaz, spread the Gentile, the heathen practices throughout the land. See and refer to 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 3-4. And the word, he honors them that fear, that respect, that reverences Jehovah with et Yireh Yahuwah Yikaved. This refers to Jehoshaphat, king of Yehuda, of Judah. Though his spearmen and palace guard numbered 16 myriads, yet whenever he saw a Talmid, a disciple, a Dekam is more, a disciple of the wise, Hahatam Hakamim, he would stand up from his seat, embrace him, kiss him, and call him, my teacher, Rebbe, Rebbe, my master, Rebbe, Rebbe, Memhere, Memhere. He that abjureth his evil inclination and changeth not. He that abjureth his evil inclination, Nishaba'a Lihara'a, with Lo Yamir, and changeth not. This is Boaz, who abjured his evil inclination, his Yetzer Hara, saying to Herut, to Ruth, as Jehovah liveth, lie down until the morning, in Ruth chapter 3, verse 13. A different comment on, he that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not, Nishaba'ah Lihara, with Lo Yamir, is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who swore, according to 2 Kings 5:16, as the Lord liveth, as Jehovah liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. He swore thus like this when Naaman, grateful for his cure, besought him to accept gifts. And here, another comment. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that sweareth, Nishba'ah, Lihara'a, with Lo Yamir, is Elijah, who swore, according to the words of 1 Kings 17 and 1, as the Lord, the God of Israel, liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years. Hear Midrash note, Eliyahu, he knew that he too would suffer privation in the ensuing drought. He knew that he too would suffer privation in the ensuing drought, in the ensuing famine, in the ensuing lack of rain. Vayomer Eliyahu ha-tishbi'i miya toshaveya gil'ada illa achav hayowa Elohe Yisrael Asher amadtiya lifanayo im yehye hashanim ha'ele al ua matar ki hima lefi devari. Here, 1 Kings 17 and 1, and Eliyahu and Elijah, the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said to Ahab, as Jehovah Elohe Yisrael, the Elohim of Israel, liveth, Chayahuah Elohe Yisrael, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Vayomer Eliyahu ahatishbi'i miya toshaveya gil'ada illa achav Chayahuah Elohe Yisrael, asher amadtiya lifanayo אם יהיה השנים האלה על ועד מטר כי אם לפי דברי. And thus, he that sweareth to his own heart, to his own hurt, and changeth not, nishba'a lehara'a, with lo yamir. He that putteth not out his money to usury, hear the hey verse. Kaspo lo natana bineshek. Is the man such as Obadiah, who hid Adonai, Adonai's prophets in the cave. He borrowed money for their sake and gave them food, to eat. Here, refer to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 4, and Exodus Rabbah 31 and 4. Another comment, he that putteth not out his money on usury, kaspo, lo natana b'neshek, is such as were Shammai and Hillel, and Shammai and Hillel, who did not teach Torah, for money. Hear, the Torah, according to Psalm 15, the Midrash notes 15 and 4, where Torah, John's directions, instructions, is described as silver money, as keseth. Thus, hear, kaspo, lo natana bin meshek. He that putteth not out his money on usury, men such as Shammai and Hillel, who did not teach Torah for money, nor taketh a reward against the innocent, Wishohad the Allah Nakiya lo lakach. Is a man such as Shemuel, such as Samuel, who said, here I am, witness against me, witness against I, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and before Mashiacho, and before his anointed, before his Messiah. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose ass have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Or whom have I oppressed? Whom have I downpressed? Or of whose hand have I taken a ransom to blind mine eyes therewith? Hear. 1 Samuel 12:3. He that doeth these things shall never, ever be moved. Or say leloa yimota le'olam. Rav Shmuel, Samuel said, I knew not the import of the word move. Import of the Hebrew word yimot. In this context, until Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, Negus Solomon, threw light, threw illumination on it for me, for I. In the verse, even the verse from Proverbs 24:11, which reads, those that are removed, thou wilt not forbear to rescue. Those that are removed, thou, the I, wilt not forbear to rescue. Ua matim lahereg im atachishok. And those that are ready to be slain, wilt thou, the I, forbear to rescue? Ua matim lahereg im atachishok. I concluded, therefore, that the words, he shall never be moved, lo yimot le'olam, mean that he who does these things, will be rescued from mavet, from maot to chai chayim, in the olam haba, in the world to come. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Or say, Eile, lo, yimot ale olam. Whenever Rabban Gamaliel read this verse, he would grieve, saying, what man can do all these things? But Rav Akiva, reading this verse, or the verses in Yechezkiel, in Ezekiel, beginning with, but if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, Ezekiel chapter 18 verses 5 to 6. Ve'ish ki yehye tzadik ve'asah mishpat. But if a man be just, ve'ish ki yehye tzadik, if a man be just and do that is lawful and right, ve'asah mishpat ua tzedakah,
that which is lawful, do that which is lawful, ve'asa mishpata u'atzedaka, that which is lawful and right. He did not grieve, but rejoice. Rabban Gamaliel. Gamaliel asked him, why do I grieve while thou, the eye, rejoices? Rav Akiva replied, note that it is written even in Vayikra, Leviticus 11:31. These are they that are unclean to you among all that creep. Whosoever doth touch them shall be unclean. And so, it might be argued that for a man to be unclean, he would have to touch all these creeping things. Whereas, if he touched only one of them, he would not be unclean. Yet in truth, like the bright spot of leprosy that makes all the leper's garments unclean, the touch of one creeping thing, even a portion of it, no larger than a lintel, even a portion of it no larger than a lintel, can make him unclean. Note also that at the end of the chapter that contains regulations concerning defilement, it is written, according to Vayikra Leviticus 18:24, defile not yourselves in all of these things. V'lo tiyatamu'ua bahem ani Yahuwah Elohekem. That and that y'all defile not yourselves therein. That right there, Vayikra, Leviticus 18, verse 30. Here, the verse cited, verse 24. Al tiyat amu'ua bikol eile. Defile not yourselves in any of these things, or al tiyat amu'ua bikol eile. Defile not ye yourselves in all, bikol eile, in all these things. Al tiyat amu'ua bikol eile. Defile not yourselves in any, in all, the call in all of these things. And again, it might be argued that only a man guilty of all such defilements becomes unclean. This section here, Midrash note here, this section deals with incest, sodomy, and bestiality. This section in Vayikra and Leviticus deals with incest, sodomy, and bestiality. Yet, the truth is that a man becomes unclean if he touches any of these sins, any of these chatot, any of these sins, akaris, even by a touch as light as the weight of a lintel. Now, consider, what measure is greater, the measure of goodness or the measure of punishment? Clearly, the measure of goodness is 500 times greater than the measure of punishment. And so if a man who touches a single creeping thing, even a portion of it no larger than a lintel, thereby becomes as unclean as though he had touched all creeping things, does it not follow that if a man does a single one of these good deeds, do good, it is as though he had done all of them? And does it not also follow that just as the word these, eile, specifies the creeping things and defilements to indicate that a man touching any one of them touches them all, so a man who does any one of the good things, of that it is written, he that doeth these things shall never, ever, never be moved. Ose, eile, lo yimota le'olam. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Yea, King, does any one of all of them, it is as though he had done all of them. Thereupon, Rabban Gamaliel said to Rav Akiva, thou, the eye, hast comforted me, Akiva. Thou hast comforted me. The eye has comforted I, Akiva. Thou the eye has comforted,
till we're striving for better. And we're not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose your stand, anyone will try to push you over.
መዝሙር 14 በቅንፍ 15 የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ በድንኳንህ ውስጥ ማን ያድራል? በተቀደሰውም ተራራ ማን ይኖራል? በቅንነት የሚሄድ ጽድቅንም የሚያደርግ በልቡም እውነትን የሚናገር ባንደበቱ የማይሸነግል በባልንጀራውም ላይ ክፋትን የማያደርግ ዘመዶቹንም የማይሰድብ ኃጢአተኛ በፊቱ የተናቀ እግዚአብሔርንም የሚፈሩትን የሚያከብር ለባልንጀራው የሚምል የማይከዳ ገንዘቡን ባራጣ የማያበድር በንጹሕ ላይ መማለጃን የማይቀበል እንዲህ የሚያደርግ ለዘላለም አይታወቅም።
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amaric. But who want the next verse with Amaric. In other words, see, so this is what kind of cause thing, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of, do the work. I personally,
bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Habarim. Brothers and sisters, 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 brothers and sisters. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Habarim, brothers and sisters, Psalm XV, Psalm 15. God's guess, Ha Elohim's guess, Hashem's guess, Jah's guess. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 15. Next to the XXIII, next to Psalm 23, this, Psalm 15, is the most popular chapter of the Psalter. It is commonly known as God's Gentleman, Jah's Gentleman, and is descriptive of the Hebraic ideal of human character. I think we should repeat that again. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, is Psalm 15. It's known as Jah's guess, God's guess. And next to the 23rd Psalm, this Psalm, Psalm 15, is the most popular chapter of the Psalter. It is commonly known as God's Gentleman, Jah's Gentleman. And Psalm 15, therefore, is descriptive. Psalm 15 is descriptive of the Hebraic ideal of human character. The poetic questions convey the notions which we today should briefly designate the idealism of life, holiness, idleness, and the image of the, quote, mountain of the Lord, the mountain of Jah, imply man's elevation above the low places of life, the upward soaring of the soul from the vulgar and the commonplace to the nobility and purity of moral views and conduct. As His Awesome Majesty says, genuine morality. The qualifications for entry into the divine presence, the divine face, the divine presence are purely ethical. The qualifications for entry into the divine, the divine presence, are purely ethical. And, therefore, within the compass of all human beings. The Talmud, the ancient teaching, the Tanhurit, remarked that the 613 commandments of the Pentateuch, of HaTorah, are summarized in this psalm, meaning that their moral purpose is here, crystallized. So the ancient teaching, it remarks that the 613 commandments, the laws, the statutes, the ordinances of the Pentateuch, of the five books of Moshe, of HaTorah, are summarized in this psalm, today's daily psalm in Psalm 15, meaning that their moral purpose, the moral purpose is here, crystallized. So we have Jah's guess, Hashem's guess, Psalm 15. Mizmor le David, a psalm of David. Mizmor le David, a psalm of David. Now, brothers and sisters, we'll be reading from the Tehillim, but also seeking to compare and just contrast this. Five verses. The psalm has only five verses. The psalm is quintessentially, as we'll say, Tenishkin Talakan, or Likul Batalwa. It's little, it's a small psalm, but much is contained in brief. Much is contained in brief. So we have Psalm 15, a psalm of David. Lord, who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell upon thy holy mountain? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh truth in his heart, that hath no slander upon his tongue, nor doeth evil to his fellow, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honoreth them that fear the Yahweh. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money on interest, nor taketh a bribe against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Psalm 15. Mezmur David. Avetu bedin kwanih. Wist man yadral, betekres wum terarah man yinoral, bek enenet yemihed, tzidk nim yemiyadarek, belubu eunetin yeminagar, be andebetu yemaya shenegr, be balinjarau lai kafatin yemayadarek, zeme dochu nim yemaya sedib. Khatiatenya befitu yetenak ekzi abherinim yemi farutin yemi yakabur le balinjarawa yemi mil yemai kedam genzabun be arata yemaya bedir be nitsuhu lai me malajan yemaya kabel indi yemi ya darig lezlalem ay tawuk Avetu, thy father, his father, O father of the house, Yahuwah, me, Gur, me, Yagur, who shall sojourn be Ahaleka, who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle, literally, Ahal, ahalika, ohelika, be ohelika, be ahalika. Pointed as be ahalika. Some say ahal or the ohel, the tent in Hebrew. Literally, tent. Translated as tabernacle. Although the parallel, thy holy mountain, that we have in the next verse or in the King James, thy holy hill, it suggests the temporary sanctuary, the temporary holy place in Jerusalem before the construction of the temple, before the construction of the Beit Mikdash. It is preferable to understand both these terms metaphorically, according to the sign language. The worshiper did not sojourn or dwell in the holy place. The meaning is, who is qualified to have access to thy presence? Who is qualified to have access to thy face and enjoy communion, common union with thee, with the I, Avetu, with the I, Yahuwah, me, Yagur, be Ohelika, me, Yishkon, Behar, Kadisheka, who shall dwell upon thy holy mountain, Bihar Kadeshika, on your holy Har, your holy hill, me, Yishkon, who will shakan, who will dwell? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. Holek tamim u po el sedek we dober emet bil babo. He that walketh uprightly, holek tamim, he that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, u poel sedek, and speaketh truth in his heart, with dober emet, bil babo, walketh uprightly. The same word occurs in Jah's exhortation to Abraham. In Genesis, we find this in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. Walk before me, and be thou the eye wholehearted. Walk before I, and be the eye wholehearted. Perfect, without moral blemish. Holek tamim, tamim. Holek tamim. U po el sedek, and worketh righteousness, sedek, an all-embracing term for honest, straightforward dealing, that which is ethically right. Truth in his heart, speaketh truth in his heart, with dober emet bil babo. Truth in his heart. Emet bil babo. Unlike those with a double heart, in Psalm 12, verse 3, it speaks of a double heart and a double heart. Unlike them, truth in the heart, inward sincerity. Inward sincerity is demanded. That have no slander upon his tongue, nor doeth evil to his fellow. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, against his balingeraba marinya, his bread companion, against his neighbor. The Hebrew, lo ragal, lo ragal, al lishono, that hath no slander upon his tongue. Lo ragal al lishono, that hath no slander. Slander, a vice, strongly denounced in Judaic, in Ionian Judaic teaching, in the line of the tribe of Judah teaching. Whoever speaks slander is as though he denied the fundamental principle. And the fundamental principle is the existence of Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, says of Him, I and He, the slander, He was slander on His tongue, cannot dwell together in the world. Lo Asa, and does not do, le re'ehu, ra'ah, nor doeth evil, ra'ah, to his fellow. Evil to his fellow is wronging him in a transaction, wronging ones and ones in business, wronging your fellow, your neighbor, in transaction, nor doeth evil to his fellow. Lo asa le re'ehu ra'ah, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. We terfa, lo nasa al k'robo, al robo, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. seeks to discredit, taking of a reproach is seeking to discredit, seeking ones to lack confidence and faith in one, to cause one to have a low credit or trustworthiness or reliability. You understand? Discredit. Taking up a reproach is seeking to discredit him by spreading disinformation against him. All the details mentioned in the verse, this illustrates the practical application, the prac app. This is the app for that. The practical application of the golden rule. Namely, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Subjective love coupled with objective hatred. This is the subjective love. Thou, the I, each of I and I shall love I and I neighbor, the I neighbor, as thyself. So that means you must have that subjective love, and in the covenant that is extended to your neighbor, your bread companion. Verse 4, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned or despised. He that honoreth them that reverence Yahweh, he who be who he be, he that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. Nim am. In whose eyes, be'ainayo, a vile person is despised. Where? Et yir'ei Yahweh yikabed. But he honoreth them, yikabed. He honoreth them that feareth, or that reverence, that respects, yir'ei Yahweh. Yireh Yahweh, he that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. Nishba'ah, le hara'a, ve lo yamir, he that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. A vile person is despised. A vile person is contemned. He judges a man by his true character, and if morally defective, does not allow other considerations to weigh in his estimate of him. He reserves his respectfully, for them that reverence, that respect Jah. What a revolution would be created in any society by the carrying out of such principles. What a revolution would be created and is being created. He reserves his respect for them that reverence, that respect Jah. Is not the chaotic state of the world due fundamentally to the fact that vile persons who had seized power were not despised? Yireh Yahweh, reverence feareth, reverence he who be who he be. Show reverence or respect for him by conformity to his will. Such fear, such reverence is the beginning of knowledge. Such respect is the beginning of da'at, the true data. Da'at wa hokmah, and wisdom. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, Psalm chapter 111, verse 10. Ethics. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 15, Jah's guest, Jah's gentleman, is about ethics. Ethics, and to possess it, is the distinguishing feature of men, of human beings, who lead a life, a liberty of integrity. To honor them is consequently an indication. To honor such ones is an indication in itself of a good moral character. So to dishonor such ones is an indication of a bad moral character. But to honor them is consequently an indication of a good moral character, because like are attracted to like. Like are attracted. The force of attraction is the principle of love. The force of repulsion is the principle of hate. And this psalm right here teaches us right at the gate of subjective love, that the Torah teaches subjective love coupled with objective hatred. And we have both of them laid out right here in this psalm. In this psalm, which, according to the ancient teachings, the 613 commandments of the Pentateuch of Torah are summarized in a practically applicable way in this mizmor, in this psalm, meaning that their genuine moral purpose is here crystallized. So such a one in whose eyes a vile person is despised, is Jah's guest, Jah's gentleman. Such a one who honors them that respects Jah. Such a one is Jah's guest, is Jah's gentleman. Such a one that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not, nishba'a li-hara'a, wa lo yamir. Sweareth to his own hurt, the sanctity, the holiness, the set-apartness of the plighted word, the given word, the words of thy and thy mouth and the meditation, the agitation of thy and thy heart to be acceptable in thy sight. So the sanctity of the plighted word, even when it proves disadvantageous, even when you have given your word and things and times change and now and sticking to that word is not to your advantage as it might have been before, but even when it proves disadvantageous, it is stressed in Judaic ethics, in ethics of the black Jews, of the line of the tribe of Judah, it stress sweareth to one's hurt and changeth not. There are notes on vows and vowing in the light of Judaism, in the light of the way of the line of the tribe of Judah that really needs to be noted. You know, it kind of links also with numbers as well. As we said, this particular psalm here, the 613 commandments of the Pentateuch of the Torah, are summarized in this mezmor. One more verse, Habarim, verse 5. He that putteth not out his money to usury, to interest on money, usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. You know, he sees that there's like a reward for snitching. You don't know what it's about, but Babylon wants some money. So they say, yeah, I'm going to get this money. I need some money, so I'm just going to, you know, take a reward. And that person who you so-called snitched on is actually innocent. Take a reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Genzebu be'arata yamaya bedir. Benitzkuhu laya memal lejana yamaya kebel. Indeed. Money on interest. He that putteth not out his money on interest, or in KJV, his money to usury. Kasfor, lo, natan, bineshek. Kasfor, his money, kasfor lo, no, natan, he does not give, bineshek, he does not give or put out his money on interest. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 36, Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 20. And there are commentaries, there's a chief rabbinical commentary on this latter reference. But what we have here is in these ethical principles are also business principles. I mean, in reality, business principles as well. Who putteth not out his money on interest. This is what Torah teaches us. So if we abide by this, we will prosper, right? We will prosper in grace and truth and be able to even give to others. But we turn our backs to this and we see the curses for disobedience. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 to 68. But forward. Nor taketh a bribe against the innocent, nor taketh a reward against the innocent. Where sohad al naki lo lakach. He does not take a bribe against the innocent. The corruption of justice by bribery is severely and strongly condemned in Jah Bible, in the scripture, in HaTorah. Exodus chapter 23, verse 8. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 25. Condemn bribery. It's a crime in Jah law. The corruption of justice by bribery is severely condemned. It is criminalized. Nothing demarcates the concept of human society, and especially for I and I, the line of the tribe of Judah, society, as depicted throughout the scriptures from the realities of the contemporary world, as does the unswerving insistence upon the corruptive power of a bribe. This is why it's so emphasized and so much condemned and disapproved, because a healthy corporate body, a healthy corporate body, I and I, each of us individually coming together as one man, at one man, as one corporate body, a healthy one is only possible where the impartial rule of justice is complete and absolute. The practice of bribery, the practice of reward, right? The practice of bribery is a cancer which inevitably destroys the strength and the stability of that healthy corporate body, of that healthy human society. Therefore, he that putteth not out his money on interest, that's one side of it, right? Putting out money on interest or usury, nor, and the other side of it, is taking a bribe. So both of these, in Jah law, are criminal activities. Putting out money on interest to a fellow Hebrew and Israelite, let's note that as well, you know, and taking a bribe against the innocent. And what qualifies one as innocent was Jah law, right? He that doeth these things shall never, ever, never be moved. Ose ele lo yimot le'olam. He that doeth these things, ose ele lo yimot le'olam, shall never, and never there is like forever, never ever be moved. Qualified. One who doeth these things is thus qualified. They are in that sense verified and qualified to be a guest of he who he be, to be a guest of Jah. He benefits from his protection and successfully withstands successfully the attacks of the wicked, the attacks of the ratchet. And that concludes this little but very, very important Tinishgin Talakno. It's little, but it's Talawa. Small, but it's very great. This psalm right here, today's daily psalm, Psalm XV, Psalm 15, Jah's guest, Jah's gentleman. Who, Lord, who shall abide in thy tent? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill, in thy holy mountain?
Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved.
Mazmur Asrara, Bekenef Atranus. Yedawi Mazmur. Avitu Vedinquan Hustman Yadran. በተቀደሰው ተራራ ማን ይኖራል? በቀንነት የሚሄድ ጽድቅንም የሚያደርግ በልቡም እውነትን የሚናገር ባንደበቱ የማይሸነግ በባልንጀራውም ላይ ክፋትን የማያደርግ ዘመዶቹንም የማይሰድብ ኃጢአተኛ በፊቱ የተናቀ እግዚአብሔርንም የሚፈሩትን የሚያከብር ለባልንጀራው የሚምል የማይከዳ ገንዘቡን ባራጣ የማያበድር በንጹሕ ላይ መማለጃን የማይቀበል እንዲህ የሚያደርግ ለዘላለም አይታወቅ።
Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. In whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved,
shall never be moved, shall never be moved,
shall never be moved,
shall never be moved,
shall never be moved,
shall never be moved,
shall never be moved,
shall never be moved,
shall never be moved,
shall never be moved.
yes, yes, yes. Basically, there's a time and a season. Time and a season, Ecclesiastes 3. Right here on the outro. And then go.
Aloha.
סביב המטבע השקלים המזומן שולט בכל מי שסביבי יקרים המזומן מכיר את כל האנשים דרוכים ידיים בכיסים משיכים על ענקים כולנו סביב המטבע השקלים המזומן שולט בכל מי שסביבי יקרים המזומן משאיר את כל האנשים דרוכים ידיים בכיסים משכיחים על ענקים זה הדלת קין מושך לי את העין אבטח בשבילו את אחי אבל קין איבדתי את עצמי עזרי יבוא מאין תביא לי ששפסים עדיין ארצה עוד שתיים חייבת ללכת בדרך הזיין להפסיק להתעסק בלהיות האייקן כי הוכחתי את עצמי כי מזמן לא הם יודעים כבר מי זו דרצו גם שאין לה אלבום באום 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 בילה מקררת הבטיח שורפת כחל בנגילה אחרי ששחצו הם יודעים שהיא התחילה לא צריכה צנח הוגה בשביל הוגה בשביל הצלילה באום
אותי לקחת את עצמי רחוק שאף אחד לא ספר אותי חלמתי על לספור שטרות אין לי זמן לספור כבשים אין לי זמן לטיפוסים יחוץ כבשים צריך עוד נכסים פרקיסים שדים חדשים גוצ'י נחשים סוסיים פסים משקפי נשים אוי שיט הכל משוק הפשפשים רודף אחרי כספים בקפקפים משומשים רוצה להיות טוב כלכלית עד גיל 50 עם השקיות של הדביק אם יש להביא ריזמש ועדן לי סחורה בלעדי יאו ערדי קצת נמדי חי ידדי
דם 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 דם